Right then, well, without further ado, I think we'll just turn that off. And hello and welcome to the show. This is, as I say, a lecture on the nature of nothing. My name is Nick Majerus, and I'm presenting the lecture tonight. Thank you for joining us, and I hope this is of some use to you in your life, and of some use to you in your existence in this thing that we call the universe. So as I said earlier on, this is a lecture about nothing. And it may come in handy if you have a pen and paper in order to take notes on some of my wise words as relate to this. Because on tonight's show, this two-hour lecture about nothing will prove to you beyond doubt that I have been alive since the dawn of time, and I am immortal in every sense of the word. Not only that, but I am God. Now that may strike you as a bit odd. But I'm convinced that if you were to look at yourself through someone else's eyes, you'd think the same thing about yourself, and you'd think that you were a bit odd. The reason for that is because you are something. Of that, there is no question. And I am something. And there is nothing out there which is something that cannot be described as odd from someone's perspective. Everything is at odds with something. So remember, that is crucial during this lecture, because it's crucial to what I'm going to tell you next. Everything is at odds with something. The reason for that, well, I tell you what, I mean, we're talking about something here. But I intend to talk to you about nothing. We have a saying, don't we? You can't get something out of nothing. So the idea goes that from nothing, you can't ever get something. Well, I think that this is a lie. A dangerous lie, which has done plenty of damage since it was first popularized many, many years ago. The first thing I want to do during this two-hour lecture is to question this lie. Now you'll realise why you need a pen and paper to take notes on this stuff. First of all, what I want you to do is to close your eyes for a moment. Close your eyes and listen to the world. Pretend for a moment that all that exists is the world of sound. Now, if you were to put your fingers in your ears, you'd have the closest thing you can experience through your senses of what we are talking about today. And that is, of course, nothing. The title of this lecture is Nothing. By the way, if you're late into the program, just explain to you what I'm doing tonight. I'm giving you a two-hour lecture about the nature of nothing. And I'm very pleased to say that all of the thousands of people listening to the show at the moment are loving it. So welcome along. I hope you are loving it as well. This is a fantastic show, this, and this is a moment of radio history. So remember, if you've just joined us, I've just asked all of the listeners to the show to close their eyes for a moment and listen to the world. And pretend for a moment that all that exists is the world of sound. And as I've explained, this is the closest you will get to understanding absolute nothing. It gives you a glimpse into the nature of infinity. But as soon as you enter the true gap of nothingness, the infinite nature of nothingness, you'll notice one thing, and that's you. Right in the middle of it all, imagining it. So what you're imagining isn't actually nothing. It's you in the middle of nothing. It's something in nothing. Out of nothing can come nothing. Well, out of nothing has come something, because there is you imagining it all. Now, if you're a big fan of philosophy, you'll be aware of a very important, influential philosophical thinker known as Descartes. Now, Descartes set out with the argument, I think, therefore I am. Now, how did he get to this argument? Well, what Descartes did is, first of all, he questioned everything. He thought, well, I can't trust my senses, so I can't trust that the world in which I'm living is the real world. I could be a brain in a jar, and everything else could be an illusion. So he started by questioning everything, and if you start by questioning everything, and you question whether everything exists, then the first thing that you'll notice is that you're questioning it. So you can say, well, maybe I'm not alive, maybe I'm living in a computer program. And if I'm living inside this computer program, and I'm out to be tricked by everybody else who's pretending that this thing is real, whereas it's just a computer program, if you go along those lines, the only thing you can cling to is that you are in it. I think, therefore, I am. The fact that you think means that you exist. In some form or other, not necessarily in the form that you understand, but it means that you are thinking, and in the act of thinking, it means that you are. And in the act of being, you are thinking. I think, therefore I am. Descartes is a fascinating philosopher. I would say he's almost as fascinating as me when it comes to philosophy. And I can clearly tell that the whole of South Yorkshire and the North Midlands is absolutely loving this. Apart from a few odd people who are calling in. As I say, I mean, you know, rudeness. Anyway, so you can't have nothing without something, and you can't have something without nothing. And if you could be the first thing that you would get would be something, and that's you. It's the combination of something and nothing which is all around you now. Let's go back to the dawn of the universe. Okay, so we go back to the dawn of the universe. The dawn of time before the universe existed. Nowadays, most people go along with the theory known as the Big Bang. In fact, that phrase was coined by someone who meant it as a put-down on the idea, on the theory of the Big Bang. The Big Bang is only big because at the time, everything was, by our standards, so small. And in reality, it wasn't a bang at all. It was the existence of... Oh. Apparently we've got Grant from Doncaster calling the show. Hello, Grant.
Hello.
I don't understand. I have said that we don't need callers on tonight's show.
Yeah.
So what were you doing?
I want to talk about the Big Bang.
What? I'm talking about the Big Bang.
I want to talk about it as well.
Well, I don't... I'm offering... To be fair, Grant, I've got a lecture here, okay?
Yeah.
Right, I've prepared this lecture. This is... Everybody else is loving it, all right? Yeah. We got thousands of listeners listening to the show at the moment, well over four times the capacity of the Hallam FM Arena, tuning into the show right at this very moment. Nobody else has rang in to complain. You're the only person to ring in and add your two penneth.
I think you're a bit stiffer there.
Well, you're the only person who's rang in. I mean, no one else has rang in. So, you know, everyone else is loving it. I'm explaining the true nature of the universe on tonight's show. What are you here for?
I'm here to annoy you.
You what?
I'm here to annoy you.
You're ringing in about me?
No, to annoy you.
To what?
No, Jockey.
Well, I must apologise for that. I mean, you know, some people, you know, they will... I mean, you know, let me explain how this show works, right? This show is going out to thousands of people. Well over... Five times, if you've ever been to the Hallam FM Arena, well over five times the capacity of that. Thousands of people listening to me at the moment. And, you know, I'm giving this fantastic lecture. I mean, I've only just got through the first paragraph, really. And can I just point out to you that if you're enjoying this lecture, like everybody else, and you're loving it, that's just one person, okay? That's only one person who's trying to spoil the fun. You know, I mean, I can't stop one person calling in. So what? So we got one person who's got a problem with it. Everybody else is loving it. And I can see that because I can see the switchboard at the moment. Nobody's calling in to complain. And that is always a good thing in my mind. Right. Now, where was I? Sorry about this. Oh, by the way, if you've got your eyes closed still, you can open your eyes now. I've proved that particular point, I think. Just a minute. One Scottish guy rings in. Ruins it for everybody else, you see. Right, let's get back. So, yeah, that's right. Let's go back to the dawn of the universe. The time before the universe existed. Now, nowadays, most people go along with a theory known as the Big Bang Theory. In fact, the person who coined this phrase meant it as a put-down on the idea. The Big Bang is only big because, well, by our standards, everything else was so small. Let me explain this theory to you. In this time, before anything, well, think of the, just before the dawn of time. Think before the universe began, right? Nothing exists, right? Before anything existed, right? Most scientists suggest that all it required was something. They describe that something, a tiny something, as a singularity. It was the only single thing in the vast void of nothing. Now remember, this is a lecture about something, and more importantly, nothing. So because it existed in vast space of nothing, it was the only source of energy in the universe. So if you're imagining this one thing hanging in nothing, what you're actually imagining there is all of the energy in the universe bundled together and is defined as something. With nothing in between at all. A compact amount of matter that is something. Surrounded by, which, as I say, is the topic of tonight's lecture, nothing. The only source of all energy in the universe. It's the most powerful thing you've ever imagined. And there it is. The only... I'm very sorry about this. As I say, we've got thousands of people listening to the show. It is, by law, a phone-in show. And I've got to stick to the law. I don't want to break the law on this show. We've got a caller, what I'm trying to say. I'm really sorry if this is ruining the fun for you. If you're taking notes on this, I mean, unbelievable. Okay, we've got Tim in Tinsley. Hello, Tim.
Hello, Nick.
Are you enjoying the lecture tonight?
It's awful.
It's awful?
Yeah, I'm afraid so, Nick.
What do you mean it's awful? Good. So now we can get back to, as I say, it is by law a talk show, a phone-in show, so I just apologise to you. We've only had 10 people call in anyway. I just apologise to you for those 10 people and their disruptive influence on what we're doing. I mean, I suppose I am legally bound that if people do call in, I have to kind of... I'm partly intrigued as to why they can't just enjoy this lecture. Okay, so we're about half a page through now. We've got a good 30 pages to go. So, yeah, a singularity. Now, it was the only single thing in the vast void of nothing. And because this singularity existed in a vast space of nothing, it was the only source of energy in the universe. It was all of the energy in the universe. And it's from that single ball of energy that we've got what we have today. You see, there's no need for God the Creator. All that is required is the combination of something and nothing. Remember, that is the title of tonight's lecture. It's a lecture about nothing. And nothing is what you see all around you now. All that was needed for the universe to begin was something. Perhaps that something was you. Perhaps it was me. Well, there's no perhaps about it, because, as I'm sure if you've got your logical mind switched on, you'll have worked out it was both of us. It was everything. It was everything you can see around you. That's what it was. You see, you mustn't think it's the dawn of the universe as being something that you missed out on. In fact, you were there in some form or other. Remember, you are a part of the universe. The universe is not separate from you. In fact, to suggest the idea of something being separate from the universe is a nonsense. For a start, you haven't... So, as I say, I'm legally bound to get through these calls, and I'll move to these phone calls in a moment. I'll just try and get to the end at least of this paragraph. So you see, there's no need for God the Creator. All that's required is a combination of something and nothing, which you see all around you now. All that was needed for the universe to begin was something. Perhaps that something was you. Perhaps that something was me. Well, there's no perhaps about it. It was both of us. It was everything. Don't think of the dawn of the universe as being something that you missed out on. You were there in some form or other. Remember, you are a part of the universe. The universe is not something separate from you. In fact, to suggest the idea of something being separate from the universe is a nonsense in itself. For a start, you wouldn't be able to see it. If you could try and imagine something separate from the universe, well, it's not possible to see it, because the universe is everything that's around you. So, you can't get something out of nothing. Well, you can, because it's already happened, and as I mentioned earlier on, this is what I'm trying to disprove to you, this sentence, that you can't get something out of nothing. In fact, this is the basis upon which the universe rests. I'm being told we've got quite a backlog of calls here. I'm going to take them in a minute. I'm just trying to get to the end of this point I'm trying to make. I mean, I just want to keep it in perspective here. And I'm talking partly to Ben, because I know he's helping these people to get on air, because he's putting them through to my switchboard. But I just get this point across. 20 people, 10 people having a go out of thousands listening, loving every minute of it. Yeah, get in perspective here. These are a few ne'er-do-wells who I think are just trying to, you know, get a bit of attention for themselves. And fine, yeah, people might find it funny, but it's not supposed to be. That's not, you know, it's a serious lecture. So, well, who's... to the show. This is Hallam FM. My name's Nick Majerus, and I'm very pleased you could join us tonight. A very special night tonight, as I said before, a moment of radio history. And with the consent of this next caller, I'll be getting back to the lecture in a moment. Ben in Sheffield, hello.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm very well, mate. Yeah, are you enjoying tonight's show?
Loving it.
Good, good. And what have you called anyway?
About the universe and all that, the mind is bigger than the universe.
Oh, hello. Have you got your own lecture for us?
I was hoping to try and sort of join the two together.
Okay, well, let's hear what you've got to say, and then hopefully I'll be able to get back to my contribution to tonight's show.
What we're limited in understanding about the universe is by our own mind. You know, like, humans don't use the whole potential of their mind.
Yes.
So the more we know about our mind, the more we know about our universe.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, the universe, we think, is huge. You know, like, we're scared to go to the moon, we're scared... But really, it's about how far we're scared to go into our mind.
Right.
Because the moon is something we name in our mind. We put in a memory bank as the moon.
Right.
We cast it with, like, the world wouldn't exist. We make the world with our thoughts. It's a quote from Monkey.
Right.
You know, the Channel 4.
So hang on a minute. I'm going to take some notes on your stuff. Because, I mean, the last caller rang in and said that, you know, we need a God... Because he created the sun and the sea and the humans, and they reproduce. So that was what Emma said. I mean, do you agree with that?
I wasn't there.
You weren't there?
No.
It was about 2 minutes ago. Okay.
No, I mean, I wasn't there at the point of creation. At the point of that view of creation. I could not say either way. All I know is that, you know, as my mum told me, she gave birth to me, and I'm here now.
So you weren't there at the dawn of creation?
I know what you're saying about how in every moment in life you can see the moment of creation, and that's how we can be there at the point of creation. Like you're saying, our particles would have existed in matter back then, and we've come from that because we've come from the earth and we've come from.
What? I've got a slightly embarrassing admission to make here. I mean, although this is a big long lecture and I have prepared it, it's parts of it are other philosophers' work.
Yeah, mine too.
Right, so...
mine's all Buddhism, really.
So hang on a minute, I'm just... run that by me again.
Which bit? Ask a question. What
the dawn of the universe, because I think we were there during... were you not there? Yeah, there we go. Let's go back to the dawn of the universe. Let's go back to time before the universe existed. That is, most people go along with the theory of the Big Bang. This is a bit of the lecture from earlier on.
Okay,
I must apologise to...
something, right? Something enough... right. It, the thing you miss, yeah, is that it's not nothingness, it's emptiness. Nothing can be created out of nothing, but emptiness has the potential for everything. Has the potential for anything.
Oh.
So the difference between nothingness and emptiness is perhaps where the lecture should be swaying.
Right.
If you imagine nothingness as a complete darkness, and you travel within that darkness not knowing where from one point you're to the next, because you've got no way of referencing or judging. Emptiness is complete, white, clear light. Just clear light. So, but yet you know the distance between things, just as you would in the normal world, just as you know the distance between your hand and your nose.
Right.
Now that is measurable, it's understandable. So when someone's lost in nothingness...
I'm very intelligent.
Yeah,
right?
You are.
But... I think I'm not following you.
Sorry.
And I think I'm not following you, maybe... and I'm not saying that I'm not clever enough to follow what you're saying, because I am.
I might not be clever enough to explain it properly.
I mean, just a minute, hang on a minute. Ben the producer, are you following this guy? Yeah, Ben understands you, apparently. Well, start again.
Basically, the principle of all life is emptiness, that we're all the same. All our experiences of love on a base level, primordial level, are the same. All the natures of our minds, like if you became enlightened, you'd be no more enlightened than Buddha, because you couldn't be. You'd be realizing the nature of your mind, the view of the nature of your mind. So that is under my meager understanding, I'm not enlightened. I'm just saying that under my understanding of it, once you realize the nature of your mind as clear light, the potential for that can be much more, it's love, it's much more productive. Whereas realizing that everything is nothing and it's kind of a nihilist view, you're missing out on something. I think that comes from pain, it comes from wanting to pull yourself out of the world, not to view it as what it is, and what it is to everybody, because everybody views the world differently. But they're not lying, so they all must see the world. So it's kind of, I think the view of emptiness, we can kind of all kind of share the same sort of reality, share the same view of the world. Perhaps.
Right.
Perhaps.
Yeah, I think that too, but if you don't mind, I'm going to get back to the lecture.
Yeah, cool.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
I don't know what he's on. Right, let's get back to, what I was talking about. Sorry, I'm, I think we lost track around about here. We're talking about there's no need for God the Creator, and then a few people called up and kind of... gave us a bit of their stuff. What I'm going to do is I'm going to carry on with the lecture, but I think Emma made a valid point before. It is a phone-in show, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to carry on with the lecture, but if you've got anything to add to the lecture, then you can call in and make your contribution to the lecture, and hopefully it'll be as enlightening as Ben, who just called in there, who I knew exactly what he was talking about. I hope you did too. And I hope you took notes on him, because I'm sure... good, so... so, yeah, any questions or anything like that, anything you need to add, or any bits or bobs you need to follow up with, you can call in. I'd rather you didn't, to be honest, because... yeah, this is a lecture that I've prepared for you. let's see, so you get back to, there's no need for God the Creator. All that is required is the combination of something and nothing. which you see all around you now. All that was needed for the universe to begin was something. And perhaps that something was you. Perhaps it was me. Well, there's no perhaps about it. It was both of us. It was everything. Don't think of the dawn of the universe as being something that you necessarily missed out on. It's just that you can't remember it. You were there in some form or other. Remember, you are a part of the universe. The universe is not something separate from you. In fact, to suggest the idea of something being separate from the universe is a nonsense in itself. For a start, you wouldn't be able to see it. So, you can't get something out of nothing. Well, you can because it's already happened. It's the basis upon which all the universe rests, in a fashion. The reason for this is that something and nothing are both two different sides of the same coin. Now, think about a coin. You've got the heads and you've got the tails. And you always have the heads and you always have the tails. You've got to have the two at the same time. You can't have a coin that's just heads. And you can't have a coin that's just tails. It's impossible. So if you were to file away at the tail side of a coin in an attempt to destroy the tail side, ultimately what you'd be left with is no coin, because you'd file the whole coin away. It'd be gone. And the same would apply if you were to file away at the head side of a coin and keep filing and filing and filing. In the end, you'd have no coin left. So, what I'm saying to you is you can't have something without nothing. Just like you can't have a coin with two heads and a coin with two tails. You see, a lot of people get confused. They think that the world is all made of stuff. I can see people calling in again. I mean, and we'll get to those calls in a minute. It's not. It's made of something and nothing. Energy and lack of energy. Positives and negatives. If you've ever come across the idea of binary code, the combination of noughts and ones, you'll have a better understanding of this. Close your eyes again. In the original lecture, by the way, this would have come like 5 minutes after I suggested that you close your eyes. So it's kind of a bit ruined, but it was over about 45 minutes ago that I suggested to people listening to the show that they close their eyes in order to imagine nothing. This would have been obvious to you. I need to explain this because we've had so many interruptions. But close your eyes again. Listen to the silence. That noise is something. There again, it comes from nowhere. It comes from nothing and is followed by nothing. So imagine the vast expanse of nothing, and then you hear something coming out of the nothing. It's a one surrounded by loads of noughts. And it emerges from nowhere. This is the true universe. This is true of the universe that we live in. Open your eyes again, right? Look around you. The world that you see around you appears to be a constant stream of light. It's not. Actually, it's light pulsing on and off in quick patterns. You have something in your eye called a retina. That retina retains the light inside your eye to make the world more intelligible to you. In reality, the light you see flickering on and off is in fact a representation of this principle in the whole of the universe, even in the ground that you walk on. It's fundamentally a combination of on and off, something then nothing, constantly. That's what you can see. If you don't believe me, we should look at it in more detail. Let me ask you the question, what's something? Pick anything you can see around you, anything you like, and look at it. And we'll do a little experiment. Pretend you've got a microscope. You're going to zoom in on the thing you're looking at. Zoom in to a microscopic level. And at first, all it'll do is get bigger. So big that it looks almost like an alien world. And in a way it is, because it's got microscopic germs and creatures which are like alien to you and me, because they're so small. And if you have ever seen these microscopic pictures of all these little germs and stuff, they do look like scary alien creatures, and that's because it's such a small world, it is alien to us. Anyway, keep going, and in the end you'll find that the object you were looking at is composed of molecules. That's it. Molecules. Keep going, and you'll find the molecules are made of atoms. Keep going. What are these atoms made of? They're so tiny, they're made of things called electrons. These things are so small, we're not even sure they're particles or waves. So we call them wavicles. They're that tiny. They are a combination of something and nothing. Oh, John, we've got to take a short break. We'll be right back in a moment. We're really getting somewhere here. I want to thank everybody for listening to this so far.